As we head over to the livestock side, are we seeing a repeat of last week when it comes to cash sales?
I think we are. And, you know, from a future standpoint, we're just flat out not doing much. It's been dull and dead and boring is basically the way to put it. We're still in a downtrend. We can't break to the downside. We haven't been able to hold any gains to the upside either. So it's pretty dull. You have a market right now where people don't necessarily want to buy the market and they don't want to sell it either. So it's just kind of a market that's buying some time and trying to figure out what the next move is really going to be. And with the cash market really not doing much of anything, that's not helping matters either.
Is the fact that we're seeing some decent prices on the hogs affecting the way the cattle are trading?
Well, we've been saying that for a long time, and you and I have had plenty of interviews with saying that the pork demand really should pick up, and it took much longer than I think a lot of us anticipated, but now that it has shown up, you know, it's rallied the market quite a bit, and I think it has initially took away from the beef market, but eventually I think you could bring some of the demand back to the beef, especially if you keep going up so strong on the cash market on the hogs. The thing that I'm hearing in the hogs is you still have a lot of packers asking and calling for hogs. That's keeping the June month really strong. July is starting to sell off a little bit today, but I think that's more of a technical consideration more than anything. We've rallied so strong in this market, it's due to set back.
You know, all good things must come to an end, and I'm sure that's in the back of the mind of every pork producer.
Well, it is, and I strongly encourage pork producers to look at their margins here. Obviously, the corn has been going down, especially new crop corn, and you start looking into that last quarter, and there are some opportunities there. There should be some opportunities there, so I would strongly encourage people to look at that. A lot of times it can be hard to make money on the October and December hogs, and with the cash prices for corn and some of the inputs, I think it's well worth looking at putting some stuff together there. And even the nearby July, August, I think there's some nice opportunities there as well.
You know, when you go to the local sale barns, those feeder pig prices as they come through, as I heard one producer say, he can't touch them to be able to buy some hogs to bring home to raise for themselves.
Yeah, that's starting to become a more of an issue looking out even further, that you know, those inputs are starting to cost quite a bit more. And, you know, that's part because, you know, the nearbys have rallied up so much and it's caused more of a demand for that market.